Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Have you ever faced a moment when you felt completely helpless? Maybe you were in danger, battling fear, or struggling with something beyond your control. In times like these, what do? Who do you call on? Today, we're talking about the power in the name of Jesus, a name that isn't just spoken, but one that carries divine authority, breaks strongholds, and brings miraculous change. Throughout Scripture and in real life, we see incredible things happen when people call on His name. So, whether you need strength, healing, or a breakthrough today, this message is for you. Let's dive in. The topic is the power in the name of Jesus. And our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. Therefore God exalted Him to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
Let me tell you a story about something that happened in 1994. A woman named Evelyn, a missionary in Africa, was driving through a dangerous area when a group of armed robbers stopped her vehicle. With no way to escape and her life hanging in the balance, she simply closed her eyes and whispered, "Jesus." In that moment, something incredible happened. The robbers, who were ready to attack, suddenly froze. One of them looked terrified and said, "Did you see that?" Another one grabbed his friend and ran. They all fled, leaving Evelyn unharmed. Later, she found out that several people in the area had been attacked that same week, but for some reason, she was spared. What happened? Why did they run? She believes it was the power in the name of Jesus. Philippians 2 verses 9 to 10 tells us, "Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth." The name of Jesus isn't just a name. It carries authority, power, and divine presence. When you speak his name in faith, you're calling on the King of Kings, the Lord of all creation. Have you ever faced a moment when you felt completely helpless? Maybe you've been in a tough situation at work, struggling with anxiety, or battling an illness. In times like these, the name of Jesus is not just a word, it's a weapon. Acts 3 verse 6 gives us a powerful example. Peter and John were going to the temple when they saw a man who had been crippled from birth. The man expected money, but Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And immediately the man was healed. Can you imagine the joy? A lifetime of suffering changed in an instant because of the name of Jesus. What situation in your life feels impossible? What if you started declaring Jesus' name over it? The name that breaks chains. In Mark 16 verse 17, Jesus himself said, "And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues." The name of Jesus has the power to break strongholds, silence fear, and destroy the works of the enemy. Think about Paul and Silas in Acts 16. They were in prison, chained up, beaten, and in pain. But what did they do? They praised God. And in the midst of their worship, an earthquake shook the prison. The chains fell off, and the doors flung open. Maybe today, you feel like you're in a prison of fear, doubt, or discouragement. Call on the name of Jesus. Say it with faith. believe that He is able to turn things around. I want you to take a moment to reflect right now. What is one area of your life where you need to see God move? Say the name of Jesus over it. Speak His name over your family, over your health, over your future. The Bible says in Romans 10 verse 13, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's a promise. If you call on Him today, He will answer you. As you go today, remember this, you are not alone. The name of Jesus is your refuge, your power, and your victory. No matter what comes your way, you have access to the most powerful name in the universe. So walk in confidence, speak His name boldly, and trust that Jesus is already working things out for your good. Amen. Go out today in faith, knowing that the name of Jesus is with you. Stay blessed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the power in the name of Jesus. Thank You that at His name, every knee must bow and every storm must be still. Today, we declare the name of Jesus over every challenge, every fear, and every situation that seems impossible. Lord, strengthen our faith to call upon You in every moment, knowing that You are always near. Let Your name bring healing where there is sickness, peace where there is turmoil, and breakthrough where there are obstacles. As we step into this day, may we walk in boldness, covered by Your presence, and filled with the confidence that Jesus is with us. We give You all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Go into your day and conquer in Jesus' name. See you next time.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 3 and chapter 4. And for the evening, Mark chapter 11 verse 20 to 33. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.